€725 million. That's the amount proposed for RTE to get over the next 3 years. The licence fee will be retained and funding will also come from the Exchequer. Cabinet will discuss this proposal today. Fionnán Sheehan, the Irish Independent's Ireland editor, is here in studio. Good morning, Fionnán. Thanks for coming in. Fionnán, let's talk through what we know about that €725 million in funding. It's multi-annual funding over 3 years. Where does it come from?
Yeah, so it'll basically guarantee a level of income for RTE. There's a change there in that it will say for 3 years you're getting this. You'll know in advance. You won't be waiting year on year. You're also not going to be subject to the vagaries of the collection of the TV licence fee. So we know that Kevin Backhurst, the Director General of RTE, told the Oireachtas Media Committee 2 weeks ago that RTE wanted €255 million to start off with in 2025, and that would move up by 2% each year. So add on €5 million, €260 million in 2026, €265 million in 2027. And the deal that is going to be agreed today will see RTE get pretty short of that, yeah, but nonetheless still significant figures.
You're running through the figures. RTE wanted €255 million in 2025. It's getting €225 million. It wanted €260 million in 2026. It's getting €240 million and €265 million in 2027, but it's getting €260 million. How will that sit with RTE?
Yeah, well, they're going to have to live with it. I suppose we'll have to get an explanation from Mr. Backhurst about what exactly can't be done then if there's a €30 million shortfall, for example, next year. The figures also vary because it depends what RTE is saying it will be doing in each year of that programme. So if you have something major happening in year two, you obviously need more funding than in year one.
Of course, this still needs to be signed off by Cabinet. But what about commercial revenue? Is that included in the €725 million figures?
No. This is just public funding. So this is the combination of the TV licence, which, as we know, is substantially down at the moment. So TV licence revenue collected directly from the public householders. Then there's a top up from the Department of Social Protection, which will also rise and make up some of the shortfall here. The Department of Social Protection give about €70 million a year. That'll go up to about €80 million. And then the rest of it will be a direct Exchequer top up to bring you up to these figures.
So RTE will still depend on how much is collected by the TV licence. That's been in decline. Is there any change in how it will be collected?
Not yet. We are going to have yet another group set up to look at how the TV licence is collected. Is there any tweaking or changes can be done there? Is there any additional ways of collecting more or enforcing the system? The media minister, and we've already had a working group like that before, only 2 years ago. We had one previously under the previous government as well. So this is nothing new. The media minister, Catherine Martin, has basically wasted the last year. She's gone on a solo run about abolishing the TV licence. And in that time, she's basically not looked at, is there any additional measures you could do?
Well, look, it's been discussed in great detail and the three coalition party leaders met last night to sign off on this proposal. Why did it shy away from getting the revenue commissioners to collect the TV licence?
Yeah, so two things were ruled out. One was abolishing the TV licence as the media minister wanted. That was basically, the point was made by Micheál Martin and Pascal Donoghue in particular in recent months. This is a form of revenue. You don't get rid of it. It's a substantial amount of money would have to otherwise come from elsewhere. And then secondly, the revenue commissioners issue was discussed in detail, but it was felt that this would make it look too much like a tax rather than a contribution or charge. The householder who's paying €160 a year might say, listen, what exactly is the difference here? But I suppose the perception of it, and also you're ahead of a general election, I don't think anybody wants to go down that route.
Obviously, this has to be signed off by Cabinet. Yeah. Does it leave some uncertainty? You know, what happens after 3 years if there's a change of government or a change of policy?
Yeah, even what happens after 1 year? I mean, we will have a budget. This will be factored into the budget arithmetic later on in the year. You'll have a new government next year for the budget. So they're assuming that you lock this in and that the following government then needs to adhere to it. There'll also be there's kind of a tacit commitment there to see out the 5 years of the strategic plan. You're not going to fund 3 years of something and then say for the latter 2 years you can forget about it. If you do the maths and if you're generous on a recovery for the TV licence, it dropped by about 20 million last year. So let's assume it goes back up to pre-Ryan Tuberty payment scandal levels. You're looking at a total bailout here over 5 years for RTE of 180 million. And that's on the conservative side. So that's a lot of money for a crisis within a single semi-state organisation.
What's your feeling on this? Will the proposal put the issue of funding for RTE at rest for now?
Yeah, I think there'll be a little bit of tweaking and some announcement later on about the TV licence. It does go back to there will be points being made today about reforms in the finances, financial management and governance of RTE, that this will be a slimmed down, more fit for purpose organisation, that it will embrace technology more and it will be outsourcing an awful lot more. But ultimately, this was all brought about by the crisis. RTE has long been looking for multi-annual funding and more certainty about how much it is receiving on an annual basis. So the organisation, the management, will look at upon that as a win. But ultimately, the issue of the TV licence reform is being parked. There'll be minor tweaking later on in the year, but that's about it. It's hard to figure out, was it rank incompetence or was it avoidance of a tough decision that led the media minister to go down the route of calling for the abolition of the TV licence when clearly that was never going to happen? There'll be, you know, a patting on the back going on today about that this issue is now resolved and we move on to a brave new era. But it's been a very costly one for the organisation.
Look, finally, there's lots more before Cabinet today, but one issue is the deferral of maternity leave for women who suffer illness when they're taking maternity leave. That's before Cabinet. What do you know about that?
So we know that the Irish Cancer Society has been campaigning to allow women to postpone their maternity leave and to end that current system where they have to use it up while they're receiving medical treatment. This is particularly in the case of cancer patients. It can also arise in terms of people suffering mental health issues. A bill was put forward by the Fianna Fáil Senator Catherine Arda, and we believe that that's now going to be adopted.
Fiona and Sheehan, thanks for coming into studio this morning.